Politically Incorrect. Heard here. Talk Radio 570 KBI.
It is 548 here on Talk Radio 570 KBI. Kirby Wolverine for John Carlson on this Good Friday. The day Christians celebrate as the day that Jesus was crucified on the cross for your sins and leading to his resurrection 3 days later, the third day, Easter Sunday, where he conquered death and came back for you and for me. Well, you know, we associate a lot of things with Easter. And chocolate candy being one of them. I mean, it's kind of, you know, the secular side of Easter and Easter eggs and Easter bunnies. And there's a certain type of egg, though. It's called a Kinder egg that is illegal in the United States. And if you try and bring them in from Canada where they are available, you can actually get arrested and fined for smuggling. Before we get to the guests, can we play the commercial? Have you got that? This is the commercial for Kinder eggs. From England, or maybe a strange Canadian accent, one of the two.
I'll bring back something small. Like, what would you like?
I'd like something exciting, something to play with, and some chocolate.
Darling, that's three wishes all together. You know that's not possible.
But yes, it is possible. Kinder Surprise is excitement every time. A toy and deliciously milky chocolate.
Mmm, what a good idea.
Wow. Kinder Surprise, three wishes at once, from Ferrero.
From Ferrero, which, by the way, is an Italian company. That's right, these eggs originated in Italy, sold through their German subsidiary. I've learned more about Kinder eggs than I ever need to know the rest of my life. But we must know they're illegal. Julie Gunlock is with the Independent Women's Forum, and she works on their, she's director of their Culture of Alarmism project. And Julie, thanks for joining us on this Good Friday. Happy Good Friday to you.
Happy Good Friday. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, why is someone alarmed over Kinder eggs? I mean, why is it that I can be arrested or fined if I find one in Canada and bring it across the border?
Well, the U.S. government thinks that American parents can't be trusted to monitor their children while they're eating a Kinder egg and are afraid that the children will actually consume, these hungry little children will actually consume the prize included in the Kinder egg, as well as the Kinder egg. So, you know, these products, as you mentioned, are available in Canada and they're available in Mexico, but not here in the U.S. And as you mentioned, you can actually, you know, you can get some pretty steep fines if you bring them, you know, if you're smuggling Kinder eggs into the country.
I mean, I can't imagine, you know, where am I going to hide my three Kinder eggs I bought in Vancouver to get past customs who are looking for marijuana, nuclear weapons, and Kinder eggs?
Right, you know, don't you think the government has more important things to do? I mean, we see this all the time, though. I mean, when you look at New York City, I mean, this is a city that has some pretty serious crime, high unemployment's high, and yet Bloomberg, you know, thinks it's important to make illegal certain sized, you know, drinks. I mean, so we're seeing this sort of lack of priorities, properly setting priorities at government from government officials all across the board.
Now, as I understand, these Kinder eggs started with this Italian company. The whole idea, apparently, and I looked this up so I could do my research for the show, the idea of toys within chocolate actually got started in Argentina, as I understand, back in the 60s. And this Ferrero, the Italian company, picked up the idea of a Kinder egg and kind of a Christmas and Easter time. And there are toys, what it is, apparently milk chocolate with a white chocolate center. And in that white chocolate center, there are toys, possibly two or three parts or pieces that you then put together and form a bigger toy. And everyone knows that Kinder eggs have toys in them. I mean, there's warnings, and we know that, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for a ban on fortune cookies. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, people, when they give their child a product like this, you know, these are so popular in Europe that, you know, kids obviously know that there's a toy inside. And you know, I really don't think, I have three children, six and under, and, you know, they would obviously be able to tell the difference between a soft chocolate center or white chocolate center and, you know, and a plastic capsule. But, you know, again, the government is very, very nervous about anything. And look, it's important to point out, there hasn't been one reported injury from Kinder eggs here in the U.S. when they were banned. So this kind of, you know, banning before there's even a problem is sort of the new reality now. The government is moving, you know, to ban and restrict and regulate things before a problem even presents itself.
Now, according to your press release, in 2011, the last year for which we have such numbers, 60,000 Kinder eggs were seized by Customs and Border Protection from people coming across the border. 60,000?
Yeah. You know, this is the kind of, I was in Europe last year, and I, you know, to be honest, I didn't even think to buy any Kinder eggs. And now I'm upset that I didn't try to smuggle some in and add a little excitement to my life here. But
I'll bail you out.
But the truth is that I don't think a lot of people would know. I mean, this is, you know, this is sort of, you know, you just buy some chocolate in Europe or you buy some across the border in Canada, and, you know, goodness, who would have thought that there's a, you know, hefty thousands of dollars possibly you could incur in fines on this. So, you know, certainly I think for one thing it's good that we put this op-ed out. Jennifer Marsico put this op-ed out for IWS. In a way to inform people, look, that these are actually banned by the American government, and it could ruin Christmas if you incur those kinds of fines.
Well, what I find interesting is, of course, that you go to other countries in Europe, and you know, Canada, at least until recently, was considered more socialistic than we were. Mexico, obviously, is less free than we are. Europe is socialistic, and all these countries that should have nanny state philosophies okay these things. The United States, land of the free, home of the brave, the free market. The government says, no, you're too dumb.
You know, it's interesting. We have our managing director at IWF actually lives in Europe, and she's written some really interesting op-eds talking about how, even though, you know, Europe is much more socialistic and the people are less free and experience higher taxes, she talks about how there isn't the lawsuit culture in Europe.
Yeah.
And for that reason, you know, she takes her kids to these playgrounds with these incredibly dangerous high slides, and there aren't even sort of guardrails and, you know, really complicated, you know, play equipment. And they serve at these playgrounds. Now, this kills me. They serve beer and wine at the playgrounds for the parents. Now, that's good living. Yeah. But again, here in the United States, you would never find that because of the fear of liability and the fear of lawsuits. And so, you know, while Europe does experience, you know, much higher taxes and a less free, you know, population, in some ways, they're a lot better about things like this because there isn't that, oh, here's my chance to get rich. My kid bit down on a toy and it, you know, it hurt them, and now I'm going to be a millionaire. You know, there isn't that sort of mentality in Europe.
A higher level of personal responsibility, even though they will take your economic liberty and your political liberty and redistribute your income and tax the heck out of you, they still treat you as an adult.
Yes. Yeah, they do. And they don't expect, I think a lot of companies there, and, you know, again, a lot of, you know, sort of these places where children play, I think they understand that parents know that there's risk involved. If you're going to go drop your kid off at a playground and then go up to the, you know, the cafe and have a beer, your eyes might not be on them. And they understand that that's a risk they're willing to take. Here in the U.S., you know, there's this expectation that the playground equipment should be the one looking after your children, not you.
Right.
And that's the real problem, and that's why we see these kinds of regulations pop up, sometimes out of the fear that there'll be, you know, a whole slew of lawsuits.
Julie Gunlock with the Independent Women's Forum. Julie, thank you. Let's liberate the Kinder Egg.
That's right.
All right. You have a good day. Have a happy Easter.